USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Do you get the impression the Supreme Court doesn't like me? That's President Trump's tweet after the Supreme Court ruled by a 5-4 margin that the Trump administration did not follow the right administrative procedure in ending the DACA program. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, thinks Congress needs to fix our broken immigration system.
Congress needs to do their work. We need to solve this broken immigration problem. And I think some people are sitting back and sending it to the courts in the idea that would force Congress to finally do what they were supposed to be doing all along.
Atlanta's police department reassured their residents that it can still protect the city, even though officers are calling out to protest a member of the force being charged with murder for shooting a man in the back. Former Atlanta police officer Garrett Rolfe did surrender himself. Rolfe is facing 11 counts, including felony murder. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is taking aim at the Black Lives Matter movement, saying the rhetoric of the protesters is inaccurate and harmful. He's telling a Senate Judiciary Committee this week that a lot has changed for the better since the days of Martin Luther King, Jr.
We no longer have Jim Crow laws. We no longer have segregated schools. We no longer have open bigotry that was so pervasive just a generation ago.
The Texas senator also pointing out,
now, I don't for a moment believe that every one of those elected officials is part of systemic racism and oppression. And to tell the American citizens that's what's going on is misleading them and it's harmful.
An interim House committee's report detailing an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus outbreak is calling for an international investigation into China's role in covering up the pandemic. The report saying the early cover-up of the coronavirus by the Chinese played a significant role in the outbreak across the world. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Chicago Mayor Democrat Lori Lightfoot is announcing plans to reopen the lakefront after the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking with reporters, Mayor Lightfoot says the lakefront is a jewel for the city and she will continue to fight to protect it for years to come.
We want the public to enjoy these iconic opportunities in the outdoors, but we want everyone to do this safely.
Lightfoot adding that Chicagoans must exercise caution and make sure they adhere to the social distancing measures because she doesn't want to have to scale back the city's reopening. Lightfoot continues,
we all have a connected interest in making sure that our lakefront is strong and vital and doesn't disappear into the lake because rising lakefront waters.
There's been a death in one of America's most famous political families. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The last surviving member of what many Americans at the time referred to as Camelot has passed away. The last surviving sibling to former President John F. Kennedy, Jean Kennedy Smith, died yesterday in her Manhattan home. She was 92. She was also the former U.S. ambassador to Ireland. She lived for decades longer than most of her siblings, whose lives tragically ended, of course, including the former President Kennedy, who was assassinated in 1963. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.